When the economic news gets to be a bit much,
listen to The Indicator from Planet Money. We're here for you, like your friends, trying to figure out all the most confusing parts. One story, one idea, every day, all in 10 minutes or less.
The Indicator from Planet Money, your friendly economic sidekick.
From NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits the Middle East again this week, his seventh such diplomatic mission since the Israel-Hamas war began. He's to meet with Arab ministers in Saudi Arabia, and he's expected to continue talks with Israel about working out a ceasefire. National Security Advisor John Kirby says Israel has agreed to listen to U.S. concerns before its forces launch an offensive against Hamas in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Kirby says it's hoped that Israel and Hamas will be able to reach agreement on a temporary ceasefire and the release of hostages.
We want it to last for about 6 weeks. It would allow for all those hostages to get out and, of course, to allow for easier aid access to places in Gaza, particularly up in the north.
Kirby was interviewed on ABC. Protests in support of Palestinians in Gaza have spread to college campuses across the U.S. At the University of Southern California, demonstrators have again set up an encampment that had been torn down by police last week. At Indiana University, more than 50 people have been arrested over the past few days after police demolished a Gaza encampment on the Bloomington campus. George Hale from member station WFIU reports.
State troopers in riot gear descended on Indiana University's Dunn Meadow Saturday for the second time this week. They used plastic wrist restraints to subdue protesters who were calling on IU to divest from Israel. PhD student and IU Divestment Coalition rep Bryce Green says the crackdown won't deter those at the camp, which is just one of dozens of encampments that have sprung up at universities across the U.S.
All these students on all these schools are asserting their power, asserting their voice, and asserting their demands from their university.
Green was among those arrested on Dunn Meadow. He faces a 5-year ban from campus, according to documents provided by a union that represents him. For NPR News, I'm George Hale in Bloomington, Indiana.
Ukraine's commander-in-chief says the battlefield outlook is getting worse as Russia makes tactical advances on its goal of breaking through the eastern front line. NPR's Hanna Pelmarenko reports.
In his Telegram channel, commander-in-chief of Ukrainian armed forces, Oleksandr Sirsky, says heavy fighting continues along the entire front line. Even as the situation has been changing, Sirsky says the most difficult spot is to the west of Avdiivka, where Russians deployed 4 brigades, pushing the Ukrainian military out of their positions. He adds that Russia is also building up and regrouping their troops in the Kharkiv sector. Ukraine has long been hobbled by weapons shortages, but Sirsky emphasized they are working with partners to get munitions, weapons, and military equipment as soon as possible. Hanna Polomarenko, NPR News, Kyiv.
This is NPR. The governor of Oklahoma has issued a state of emergency for 12 counties after tornadoes swept the state last night. At least 2 people died and 4 others were injured. Morgan Cherry was visiting her parents in Choctaw when a tornado threw a car into the house. No one was hurt.
Just so thankful. I have like some high school friends that like live in this neighborhood, and they gave me a call and they're like, hey, we saw Mamie's house got hit. Is everything okay?
The tornadoes brought down power lines and damaged roads and buildings. A shooting in San Antonio's historic Market Square caused panic last night at the city's annual Fiesta celebration. Texas Public Radio's Dan Katz reports.
San Antonio Police Chief William McManus says the shooting happened in the middle of Market Square on its busiest night of the year.
We had 2 individuals open fire on each other right in the middle of Margarita Alley. We had 2 officers return fire.
The San Antonio Police Department says 2 people are dead and 4 bystanders were injured in the incident. 2 people were transported to a local hospital with non-threatening injuries, while 2 others were treated and released at the scene with minor injuries. The shooting happened just after the Fiesta Flambeau Parade, the nation's largest illuminated parade that attracts more than 750,000 people. I'm Dan Katz in San Antonio.
Journalists, politicians, and celebrities mingled and joked at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last night. President Biden spoke of the campaign and his presumptive opponent, former President Trump. He said, yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man and running against a 6-year-old. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.